We've already played this sound once today during the 4 o'clock four pack, but we're going to play it again on the Mike McFeely Show. Because Bison head coach Saul Phillips is with us on the line right now. So, Pinto, before we bring in the coach, play what he said on our program yesterday. Thank you. You have a tip-off coming up here in just over 1 hour. Good luck against Notre Dame, and good luck Saturday against Ohio State.
Mike, we're winning tonight. I just called it on your show. There you go. Bam.
Got it. We'll tape. Put that on tape and play it back. Thank you, Saul. Appreciate it. We're winning tonight. I just did on your show. Bam. Coach Saul Phillips, what did you know that everybody else didn't know?
That Marshall Bjorklund had pork chops and milk, whole milk for dinner, and it made him superhuman. Sometimes you just watch tape and it makes sense. And Coach Richmond had the scout, and we started talking about the game a little bit, and I said, "This one's doable, isn't it?" He goes, "Yeah, it is." And it was funny. It was just a feeling of, this is our night. This is what's going to happen. And, I wish I could tell you I had the same feeling about Ohio State, but I can't say that I do.
let's stop with this one right now and talk about this for now. 73-69, Bison against Notre Dame. Bison win. Big victory for Coach Phillips and the NDSU program. How big is it? We talked yesterday that Notre Dame is in the ACC. They were picked to finish fifth in the ACC. Yeah, this isn't Ohio State, like you say, but this is a nice win for your program. This is a big-time, headline-grabbing win.
Everybody can debate how big or, magnitude. All I know is it feels really, 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 really good. And for this group, they've come so close so many times. For them to turn that corner and get it done, let's put it this way, the Golden Corral in Lima, Ohio today was ablaze with laughter and smiles.
Taking a bus to Columbus area, is that right?
It was beautiful. You really know how to do it up here.
Absolutely. Division I basketball. I like it.
Yeah, it's glamorous. I'm here to tell you.
So what does this do? I know you have a game coming up Saturday, but in the big picture, what does this do? Because in the end, the ultimate goal is for you guys to win the Summit League, win the Summit League tournament, and then get back to the NCAA tournament. Does this go toward that goal? Or as a coach, do you tell the kids now, do you say, you know what, we won the game, forget about it, we're done with it, we move on? How do you use it to your advantage?
Well, you take the learning points from it. And you know what? It could have gone a lot of different ways. We had significant foul trouble the entire game. The guys learned to play with that. That's something you need to be able to do. That's it's one thing to say go out there and play like you don't have any fouls. Just go out there and play. But, certainly last night was a game where if we had started playing any differently, it would have gotten away from us. So our guys just continue to go out there and play and ignore foul situations. And, you go into anytime you step into a venue like that, it's a tremendous amount of confidence when you walk out the other side. And we also overcame our fear of leprechauns, which was nice, too.
Just get over your fear of Buckeyes now. You'll be doing just fine.
The leprechaun thing was more me, but that's an issue.
For some people, it's clowns. For some, it's leprechauns. For you, it happens to be leprechauns.
That leprechaun's a little spooky. I'm just saying.
And we joked about it earlier, but when you do look at film, when you look at tape, and you look at your guy, Marshall Bjorklund, who you say, you keep saying, this kid can play. This kid is good. This guy's really good. You and Coach Richmond and Coach Ryan and everybody else had to look at the tape and say, we can take advantage of Marshall down low. We can exploit what he gives us against this team. And that had to be the nugget, one of them that you saw that led you to make the little prediction you made on my show yesterday.
Well, it was just reinforced the first possession that he took a baseline, literally just danced right around everybody, laid it on the other side. And I looked at our bench. I repeated what we had talked about. I said, the guys were winning this game. It was, you see it on tape, you think you see it, and then in the first couple possessions, now you're looking at it live, and you're like, yep, what I saw was right. We're good. We're in good shape here. Now, they come out, hit a couple threes early, and you think to yourself, ooh, that could derail us. But we held them to 37% shooting, I think it was, something like that, during the game, and it was... extremely rewarding. Let's just put it at that end. The best is watching your guys just revel in it. I mean, we all as coaches, you hope you have a chance to celebrate this 1,000 times, but our seniors only have so many times left, and they have a moment like that. That's certainly one they're going to tell their kids about. They'll be watching someday with their kids on the couch a game televised from Notre Dame. They can look over and say, hey, Dad won there. That's a pretty that's a pretty neat thing.
Saul Phillips, our guest on Mike McFeely's show. He's the head coach of the North Dakota State men's basketball team. Okay, that game's over. Let's put that one in the past. Let's look ahead to Saturday. You have it on tape or Netflix or something, so you're fine. You can keep on watching.
Yeah, we're good. We're good.
Ohio State, number 3-ranked team in the country. And you're just being honest when you say that you're not going to be able to come on this program right now and say, Mike, I'm going to guarantee a victory against Ohio State.
I'm not guaranteeing my – first of all, I got a lot more tape to watch on them. So don't throw in the white towel just yet. But we'll do that tonight. And we're still en route to our hotel. And we have Freddie Coleman is worked along on the scouts. So we've got information. But I haven't sat down and been debriefed yet, mostly because – everything I've seen of them is really, really scary. They are really good defensively. I mean, elite. And they've got probably the best point guard in the nation. Although we have the best rebounding point guard in the nation after last night. But they only have 14 rebounds. That was pretty ridiculous. I don't know where that came from. But the Aaron Kraft is as good as they get in college basketball and is kind of in his own little basketball way is kind of the Tim Tebow of college basketball, certainly for Ohio State. So, and I'm telling you, the other thing is, we might have snuck up on Notre Dame a little bit. I would guess that's out of the realm of possibility. I think we're not going to tiptoe into this arena and walk out with one. It's going to be clopping our feet the whole way.
Let listeners know, and as a former sports writer, I know how many hours you guys put in and how much tape. Maybe I don't know how much tape you look at, but it's a lot. But tell listeners how much film you look at, how much studying of Ohio State you'll do tonight, Saul, because this is not, you're not going to Columbus, Ohio to go sightseeing. You're going there to play basketball. And you coaches are going to be working into the early morning hours and later, I would presume, getting ready for the game on Saturday.
We'll go to sleep when we feel like we've done enough. And it's a lot of Mountain Dew. And it's a lot of, but, you know, it's goofy and, that's what we like to do. It's fun for us. I don't have a whole lot of other hobbies. You see me golf. That obviously isn't consuming too much of my time.
Clearly.
Or I'd be much better at it. So, it's been made a lot easier with technology now. I can draw up clips on all of Aaron Kraft's jump shots inside 17 feet from the left wing now with the program that we have. Back when I started this, it was going with the VCR tape, and you hope it didn't get eaten up in there, and you go deck to deck trying to record things. It's a lot easier now. You can be more efficient with it now. But it's still, you know, you go to a game like this, you want to uncover every stone you can. So maybe spend some time talking to some coaches that have played against them already. You know, what did you see? I know Brian played them last night. That didn't go so well, which did not bolster my confidence whatsoever. Maybe we lost by 40. Ooh. So I think we'll put off talking to them about Ohio State. That probably wouldn't help us as much as we think. But no, it's what we love to do. It's fun for me. This is my hobby. And I can't think of a better way to spend Thursday night?
Thursday night.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. Saul, thank you. Congratulations, sincerely. I know I was sending you some smart aleck text messages last night, but I can't help myself. That's my hobby. That's what I like to do. So
if they remove that quality from you, you would cease being you. That's all I can say.
All right. Thank you, sir. Congratulations and good luck on Saturday.
Hey, thanks, Mike. Take care.
Yep, you bet. Saul Phillips, the head basketball coach at North Dakota State University.